Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Hey, welcome back. We get to a little football right now, especially for a lot of folks in South Florida that didn't get to see the games last week. This will be the first time around. Brian Billick joins us this morning. Brian, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great this morning.
Hey, it's great to have you. We missed a lot of football last week. I want to start with kind of a nice story coming out. The rookie running backs, three of the top five performances, Hunt, Cook, and Fournette, all rookie. Did you expect that one?
Well, you know, there's some talent there, and we recognize playing running back in the NFL, as much as it's a transition of all the positions, it's the one you can probably come in and have the most impact, particularly as a runner. Fournette was unbelievable to me, just how physical that running game was for Jacksonville. And Hunt, obviously, equally dynamic in terms of adding to the overall perspective of the team. Yeah, these guys, it's going to be fun to watch them progress.
Hey, Coach, the other great story coming out was at the quarterback position, just looking at the stats, and Alex Smith and Sam Bradford 1-2 for all the fantasy football heads out there. I don't think anybody saw that coming. What did you think about their performance in week one?
Yeah, the key is, can they sustain it? Both teams did is we're able to have a little more explosiveness. Obviously, we saw what Kansas City did in a very tough environment in New England. Being able to go vertical. I mean, Alex Smith was as typically as 22 of 24 and throws under 10 yards. But it was those big plays down the field that made the difference. And then Sam Bradford, and it's well documented, his travels through so many different teams and coordinators. But obviously with Sheldon Diggs and the other receiver, Thielen, we didn't see much of Rudolph, although he is a factor. To go with that defense of Minnesota, that's the key thing. Both these quarterbacks are with really great defenses. So anything that, you know, it's not like they have to be a 40-throw guy in order to win, but they've shown they can be explosive. This, that if you have to throw it on their shoulders, this could get interesting.
Coach, I'm looking at this, and real quick, 24-day layoff, it looks like, for Jay Cutler from Game 3 of the preseason until his first game, a full game with the Miami Dolphins. Is there going to be some sort of rust kind of a factor here, or do you not think what's going on? I know Joe's out in L.A. with the team now, but 24 days in between starts, what do you think about that?
Well, he's a veteran, and the entire team. It's not just Jay Cutler have to think about it. Yeah, that is a long time. That would worry you as a coach. You're going to be incredibly fresh, which is good, and use that to the advantage. The other good thing, if you want to look at it from that standpoint, is having to be together as a team out in L.A. because of obviously everything that's going on in Florida. That kind of puts you back, keeps that training camp mentality together. You're together as a team. You're having to deal with this together as a team. That's a positive as well. So, you know, we'll see how much of a difference it makes coming in, whether it's the freshness or obviously the fact that the Chargers have a game under their belt. Gives you a little bit of an advantage. There's also the hard thing is the Chargers really don't have a lot of tape to look at in terms of what to expect from Jay Cutler in Miami.
Brian, I wanted to ask you, too, a big deal has been made about some small crowds, speaking of good old California, with the Rams getting a real small crowd. The San Francisco pictures didn't look good, and, of course, those teams both struggled a year ago. Chargers even playing in that small stadium have not been great either. Is that just going to take time to grow, or how do you look at it? Do we have a problem?
Well, we know L.A. is that kind of a market. California, you know, as a whole, it can be that way in terms of there's other things to do. The league as a whole is obviously very concerned about, obviously, the in-stadium experience. You see all these teams, I know here in Baltimore, they put in however many millions into putting into one of these huge high-D screens on both ends of the stadium.
Right.
They're constantly trying to upgrade the in-stadium experience because there are so many different other venues to watch the game. So that's a league-wide problem. Certainly, if you're not playing well, it gets exacerbated, particularly in a place like L.A.
All right, I hate to say this, but this is what we do in radio. After week one, who was the worst team in football? Who was like, uh-oh, they got a problem?
Well, boy, yeah, there's so many candidates for that. at the end of Chicago is a team that people were worried about. They actually played pretty well. I think Cleveland will be better. But now is better 4 or 5 wins, 6 wins, hard to say. Houston has got to get it's hard to think of in terms of that defense because they are so good defensively. If I had to put a team, I just don't know if Indianapolis. I'd never predict 0-16. But I don't see if you go game by game by game with Indianapolis, I don't see where a win's going to come.
Coach, that's so funny. Right when you said 0-16, I thought all that controversy with you a year ago.
And let's make sure now. I said the same thing about Cleveland last year. I would never predict anybody to go 0-16. I don't see a win on the schedule. So if they want to say that's 0-16, so be it.
Hey, Coach, you're real close, man. You were starting to look real smart there, boy. They're a little worried for being so upset about that.
I was way off, huh?
Coach. Hey, speaking of that, the Ravens look pretty damn good. And you said it. I'm not worried about that defense. By the way, I saw that defense and I thought the same thing. And the offense, if they play like that, boy, they got a hell of a football team, Coach.
Well, they can have some balance. If Joe Flacco will continue to get into shape, they've got some explosiveness at receiver. If they can try to keep that run balanced. Now, you get 5 turnovers like the defense had, you're going to beat anybody no matter what you do offensively. That defense is the real deal. They're right there. I mean, Minnesota looked awesome defensively. Obviously, we know Houston can be pretty good. There's some pretty good defenses out there right now. But if Joe Flacco can stay healthy, I hate that they lost Danny Woodhead. That was a big loss for them. But, well, so far so good. And they got Cleveland this week. So the real challenge is when they play Jacksonville in London. They then come back. Why they chose to do this, I'm not sure. They come back and play the next week. The league gives you the option to not play after the London experience. They chose to play. They didn't want the bye to be that early. And the league gave them Pittsburgh.
Coach,
and then they got to go on the road to Oakland. So that's going to be the tough run for them.
All right. So, I'm glad you brought that up. You know the Dolphins are going to play 16 straight games. Coach, that was old school. We all played 16 straight games. Is too much being made of that? Like Tampa Bay and Miami now have to play 16 straight weeks?
Nah, it's. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what are we a league of? What do you hear every coach say? Well, we're all about this week. Well, just be all about this week for 16 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, it would have been better to have the bye. And depends on when the bye falls and what's your injury situation. So you can play that out. But it kind of is what it is. And you don't want the players to be. I'm sure Coach Case is real focused on not letting the players. There's the old saying, they'll walk if you let them. They'll use an excuse if you let them, and you don't let them use that as an excuse.
Well, that's what's going on. Some of the articles coming out are almost telling the fan base to like, hey, we really got screwed in this whole thing, everything going on. It's just getting old to hear about it. Like, you got to go out and play. Nobody wants to hear about excuses. Hey, the other one I want to ask you about is the AFC West, in my opinion, looks to be the strongest division. Would you agree with that or not?
Oh, absolutely. With what we saw in Kansas City, Denver was very solid with the running game. And the Oakland Raiders, Derek Carr and what they're doing. So, yeah, you could see all three. You could see the two wild card teams. You could see three teams come out of the AFC West. And as we progress towards this, and if you get into that wild card division we talk about a great deal, you talk about Pittsburgh and Baltimore, one of them's not going to win the division. Well, now all of a sudden you're in that wild card division that includes those two other teams in the AFC West.
Brian, I know that New Orleans has a couple problems on defense, and they have for a couple years now, but if they could somehow get past New England, are the people in New England going to start calling for people's heads if they start the season 0-2 with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
It's amazing, isn't it? When we last did the show, it was before the season, and it was New England's going to go undefeated.
That's
and Tom
right.
Brady's going to play until he's 60. Now it's, oh my God, when are they going to put Garoppolo in? And are they going to win a game? It's going to be an interesting matchup. New Orleans' defense is still pretty bad. So I got to believe the New England's going to kind of get back into its rhythm against that defense. Now, New England gave up some big plays to Kansas City. And if anybody can generate big plays, it's Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. So that part of it's going to be interesting. But I think this is probably a pretty good bounce-back game for New England.
How is this Adrian Peterson thing? And people have made a big deal about on the sideline. I know you've had to deal with guys questioning or asking questions, and they get that camera shot of it. But how's Adrian Peterson going to do with being such a great running back for so long and now being in a rotation with other guys?
Well, the hard thing he's going to have to get used to is he's not the best player on the team. He has been, you know, all those years in Minnesota. Well, it's Drew Brees, and that's what they do. Plus, he's in a rotation. So I'm not sure what he thought his role was going to be. And that flare-up on the side, that happens all the time. It's no big deal. But I'm not sure that what he thought his role was going to be and what it's actually going to be are the same thing. And if you continue to lose, then it becomes more of a problem.
Boy, that you hit it right there. When you're losing, leaks come out of the locker room. When you're losing, guy, right? Unnamed sources seem to pop up like a weeds in a yard, man. It gets real bad. What do you do in those situations? How'd you handle all that stuff, Coach?
You know, it's tough. I remember one of my first years in the league. I had the one coach come in and go, Where's the office of this unnamed source? I want to have a talk with this guy. Which office is he in? You know, yeah, you're right. But that's what losing is about in the National Football League, particularly on a team and a coach that's under a little bit of fire. And what's real and what's not, the fake news thing, that's a hard one for a team. And it's hard to fight through as a team because you don't know if you look to your right or your left if you can trust that guy or not.
All right, and I want to ask you this, and I'll leave it with this one. After 1 week, if we were doing the Brian Billick number one seed right now in the power rankings, who's the most impressive team in week one?
I saw the people are beginning to call their week two power ratings as week two panic power ratings because that's what you tend to do after
right.
1 week.
That's right.
I value wins on the road. I think Kansas City's win in New England.
I'm with you.
That's awful hard to look past that as maybe the most impressive win. I think Minnesota was very impressive. We're going to find out week two. Ask me next week, and we'll have a better idea of how we want to rank.
There you go.
Brian Billick from NFL Network. Join us, Brian. Before we let you go, we always talk to you about SeatGeek and all the great stuff on SeatGeek.com, and I'll even have a promo code for people in a second. But tell us more about SeatGeek. You know, Joe's in L.A. now. If he needed to get tickets or someone out there, SeatGeek.com would be the place to go, right?
Absolutely. It's not just sporting events. You know, it's college and pro football, of course, but the NBA is going to start up pretty soon here. Theater tickets, you go to SeatGeek.com, get the SeatGeek app. It's awesome. It's easy. You can see exactly the seat where you're going to get it. You can see the value you're getting. And most importantly, every transaction is guaranteed on SeatGeek.com, and you got to use the promo code.
And the promo code, listen, I know Joe Rose is jealous about this because, Brian, you have your own promo code. You could enter promo code Billick, B-I-L-L-I-C-K, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you're out there, like Brian said, if you need to go to the theater, you want to go to a sporting event or any big event that's out there, SeatGeek.com has got your back. Joe, are you still jealous?
Wait a sec. Yeah. The coach is saving you $20 in South Florida?
Yeah, he's got that. Who else do you know that saves you $20?
Coach, that's why we love you right there, man. That's huge. Thank you.
All right, guys.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.